نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله. فإذا ظهر فيكم الجهل فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله. والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only Allah's grace, Allah's favor upon each and every one of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us this opportunity to make little sacrifice and come into such a mubarak and such a blessed gathering in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a gathering, my respected brothers, concerning which there are many, many virtues, many, many fadail, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of. نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Sakina, a special form of peace and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, descends on this gathering. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy enshrouds this gathering. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. And Allah ta'ala sends His malaika, that celestial and pure creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 24 hours of the day they do not eat, they do not drink, they do not have any bestial desires. They are totally and solely involved in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the honor and the ikram of insan that has gathered together for the sake of Allah, in a gathering where Allah's name will be taken, in a gathering where the azmat, the majesty, the glory, the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be spoken of. Out of the honor of that insan, Allah sends His malaika. And Allah doesn't just send them when somebody prominent is coming, or we want to honor somebody for that person's istiqbal, we might send one person or two people or three people, or very rarely maybe 100 or 200 people. But my respected brothers, that Allah who does not need us, and that Allah who does not need our ibadat, yet the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala is such that ta'alluq and closeness which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with insan is such that on this little sacrifice from our side, gathering together in such a gathering, out of our honor Allah sends His malaika, and He doesn't just send them in ones and twos. It comes in a riwayat that from the earth up till the first heaven, the entire atmosphere is filled with the malaika of Allah Ta'ala. Such numbers we cannot even imagine. One angel upon another angel upon another angel carrying on from the earth right up till the first heaven. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And the accolade and the greatest honor which Allah has to give, which ulama explained, my respected brothers, that if the yaqeen, if the conviction of just this much had to come into the heart, that every time I take the name of Allah, every time I remember Allah, every time I invite towards my Allah, every time I speak of the majesty and the glory of my Allah, then Khaliq-e-Kainat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about me, and Allah is remembering me, and Allah is honoring me to such an extent. In ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي وَإِن ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ. That, O my banda, when you will remember me silently to yourself, Allah says, I will remember you to myself. And if you will remember me in a majma, in a gathering, if you will speak of my greatness and my honor, Allah says, I will remember you, and I will speak of you in a majma, in a gathering, better than the one in which you are speaking of me. My respected brothers, not just speak of us. It comes in one riwayat, وَلَقَدْ بَاهَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah will boast about you. Allah will make fakhr. What honor, what dignity, what glory Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give us. And yet, my respected brothers, we are not prepared to take from Allah. Allah's treasures are open. We have to understand, my respected brothers, that Allah has kept His treasures open for His deen. Normally, our understanding is such that dunya is the fazal of Allah. If I've got a lot of cars, or I've got a big bank balance, or dunya is coming, then I say, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal is coming upon me. My respected brothers, there is no doubt. Whatever we get is from Allah Ta'ala. That is also the fazal of Allah. But why is it that our minds are tuned in such a way that when we think of fazal, we think of greatness, we think of status, we think of honor, automatically the mind turns towards the dunya. Whereas in reality, this dunya has no value in the sight of Allah. Allah has kept His true treasures. Allah has kept His real honor. Allah has kept the true dignity for His deen. One time to take the name of Allah, whether we understand it or we don't understand it. My respected brothers, our iman has to be built to this level that one time to take the name of Allah is more valuable than the seven heavens and the earth and whatever it contains. Whether we understand it or we don't understand it, that is the haqiqat and the reality. That was the message which the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam brought to insan. Sulaiman alayhi salam, such a kingdom Allah gave him, such a kingdom that he himself makes dua to Allah, Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. That, O my Rabb, give me such a kingdom that till Qiyamah nobody else will ever receive such a kingdom. Many ayats in the Quran describe the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحِ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَانْ حَيْثُ أَصَابْ. Various ayats of the Quran that we subjugated the wind to Sulaiman alayhi salam. We subjugated the shayateen, the jinnat, the birds, the animals. Such kingdom Allah gave him. He's going with his entire entourage on his flying carpet. Many of us have heard the incident. But the reality has to come into the heart. A farmer looks up at that and he says, Subhanallah. Sulaiman alayhi salam comes down and he asks him that, what did you say? He repeats to him what he said. And then he says, Tasbihuka khayrun min hukumati Sulaiman kulliha. That, O farmer, your one tasbih, the one time you said Subhanallah, it is better than the entire kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Fazal we have associated with dunya. But my respected brothers, this dunya has no comparison. This dunya there isn't even a similitude when we compare this dunya to akhirat. When we compare to what Allah has kept for His deen. How beautifully Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it. Mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi falyanzur bima yarji'. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That, O my ummati, dunya when compared to akhirat is like this, that you take your finger and dip it into the ocean and lift that finger up. That droplet of water that is left on your finger, that is the dunya. And the entire ocean, that is the akhirat. There is no comparison, no muqabla. It comes in riwayat that on the day of judgment, Dunya will ask Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, give me entrance into your Jannat. Let me be kept in one corner of your Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will say that, oh Dunya, you are not worthy of my Jannat. You are not worthy of my Jannat. And yet, my respected brothers, so much of talab, so much of desire, so much of love for this dunya, that Allah forgive us, the effort of dunya has preceded the effort of deen. Even those of us who are making the effort of deen, still, dunya is always in front of us. My dunya must not be harmed. My dunya must not be affected. Making the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, woh toh dur ki baat hai, that is something very far away. Just to say subhanallah, in front of that, this dunya is nothing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam meets Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam, Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam in the Mi'raj. And Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam tells him, Aqri ummataka minni salam. That Ya Rasulullah, convey my salam to your ummat. Alayka wa alayhi salam. Thereafter, he says, tell them that the land of Jannat is very fertile. Its rivers are flowing. But the crop of Jannat is subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. When your ummati will recite this kalima, Allah will give him one tree in Jannat. Such a tree, these are not fairy tales. This is the test of iman. To say I believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very easy, my respected brothers. But the reality of that has to come into the heart. What created that shock in Sahaba Ikram that this dunya became so valueless in their eyes and akhirat became so valuable that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends a message to Rustam and he says, Inna ma'i qawm yuhibbun al-maut kama tuhibbu al-ajim al-khamar, that I have with me a people, a nation that prefer and love to die for Allah's deen more than you people love to drink liquor. More than you love the enticements and the pleasures of this dunya, Sahaba Ikram loved akhirat and preferred to die for Allah's deen. What created that shock for akhirat? When the iman and the yaqeen was built on the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then my respected brothers, automatically this dunya became nothing in their eyes. Then the value came for one amr of Allah. And that is the sign of the nur of hidayat coming to the heart of a person. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, concerning those people whom Allah has opened their hearts for Islam. And Allah says, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. They are upon a nur from their Rabb. The nur of hidayat is coming to the heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the alamat of that. What is the sign of that? That the nur of hidayat has come into the heart. That the heart has been opened for deen. The first alamat, the first sign, at-tajafi min daril ghurur. That the heart will no longer incline towards this dunya. And the word dunya too is not used. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word darul ghurur. The heart will no longer incline towards the home of deception. That this dunya is a deception. Allah says clearly in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. خَالِقِ دُنْيَا. The one who created the dunya, Allah is saying, the life of this world is nothing but deception. If it takes you away from my deen, if it takes you away from the effort for which you have been sent, then this is dhoka, it is a deception. How clearly this was shown to Sahaba Ikram. My respected brothers, on the occasion of Tabuk, 2 years of drought has come into Medina Munawara. The dates are now ripe, they are ready to be plucked. At that time the order is given that the Jamaat must move in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Such imtihan, such test came upon them, that one of our elders describes it like this. He says, when Sahaba Ikram and Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrah to Medina Munawara, then such halat and condition had come upon them that if our mashwara had to be made and if we had to go and make tafakkud of one sahabi,
whether it is okay for him to go out in the path of Allah or not, we would have rejected them. This one had nothing in his home. That one didn't even have clothes. Some sahaba, he was sharing the chadar with his wife. That is why he would rush away immediately after the salah. We have heard the incidents. He says that if we had to make tafakkud and mashwara, whether it was okay for the sahabi to come out in the path of Allah, we would have rejected it. We would have said he cannot come out. And yet, in that 10-year period, not once, not twice, 150 jamaats Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent out in the path of Allah. 150 jamaats. And of more than 25 of those jamaats, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself went with those jamaats. To show the ummah the ahmiyat of deen and effort of deen. That this ummah was never sent for dunya. This ummah was never created for dunya. This ummah was created for Allah's deen. And not just that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes out with 25 or so of those expeditions. And then he says that, O my sahaba, if it were not for a few amongst you who could not come out every time that I went out, out of riayat for them I stayed away from the other 100 or so. Out of riayat for you, I did not go out with every jamaat. Otherwise I myself, every time of those 150 times, I also would have went out in the path of Allah. How more plainer, how more clear can it ever be to us? And then he says, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقْتَلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَى. It is my tamanna and desire that Allah gives me mort in the path of Allah, then I be given life, then I die again, then I be given life, then I die again, and then I be given life again for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself showed us again and again how valueless this dunya is, and what the maqsad, and what the object of every ummati is. Very easy to say that kamyabi lies in the ittiba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That success lies in following Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But my respected brothers, we have not even understood what is meant by the ittiba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How more plain and clearer can it be than this? Once somebody asked Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh concerning the importance of Dawat, and he gave an answer, the mafhum of which is something to this extent, that he said that this is that one sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we will find occurred every day of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His mashwala, his fikr, his concern, all the time centered around this. He said this is that sunnat upon which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practiced more than any other sunnat. And yet, the ummah has drifted so far away from deen, that those who claim to be ashik of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who claim to be followers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have still not even understood the importance of that sunnat which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that if you had to take one shawla, one flame from the sun, and had to put that into my hand, I would tolerate that, but I would not leave the effort of calling for Allah. I will take one shawla flame from the sun into my hand, but I will not leave this effort of giving dawah to Allah. لَوُضِيَاتِ الشَّمْسُ فِي يَمِينِ وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِ. If the sun had to be put into my right hand and the moon into my left hand, I would continue calling towards Allah Ta'ala. I would continue giving dawat until one of two things happens. Either Allah's deen becomes established, insaniyat is saved from Jahannam, or else أُهْلَكَ فِي طَلَبِهِ, or else my halakat occurs achieving that. My life is given in that way. My respected brothers, we have to, every one of us from now, make the niyat that our maqsad is not just to listen to some bayan. That is there, the barakat and the blessings of it is in its place. But we have to keep the jazba and the zeal of the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of us. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that either my halakat will occur, either I will die giving dawah to Allah and this deen, or else Allah's deen will be established, one of these two things will happen. We have to make the same niyat. Abhi tak humne ye niyat bhi nahi kiya. Up till now we haven't even made that niyat, my respected friends. Quran is clear. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then and only then you are on hidayat. In the itaat and the ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies your hidayat. Until that time you cannot be on hidayat. Quran is clear. My respected brothers, how can we be making kamil ittiba and itaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we have not made his fikr our fikr? When we have not made his jazba our jazba, when we have not made his zeal our zeal, let us at least make that niyat. Every one of us, my respected brothers, let us at least make the niyat that from now till I die, I will make the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am a da'i to Allah to such an extent, this will become my mashghala, this will become my concern, this will become my fikr, to such an extent that either Allah's deen will be established, 100% of insaniyat will come unto the orders of Allah in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or else my halakat will occur. If we make that niyat, my respected brothers, then my respected brothers, wallah, we have made the niyat of the mursaleen. We have made the niyat of the anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And then like how the nusrat of Allah came with Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. From the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah, this ummat was not left mahroom. This ummat is told again and again, clearly in the Quran, that that same nusrat will come with you when you will make the effort of my Nabis. When you will make that niyat, when you will make the effort of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, then the same nusrat and the same help that came to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah has promised that this ummat will receive that same nusrat and that same help. And only with the help of Allah will we go further. Otherwise, my respected brothers, we can look in every direction. We will continue to be kicked from pillar to post. إِيَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah's nusrat and Allah's qudrat and Allah's taqat and Allah's help is with you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, nobody will ever overpower you. وَإِيَخْذُلْكُمْ. And if Allah has to desert you, if Allah's help is not with you, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Allah is telling you clearly, who is ever going to help you? Who is ever going to assist you? We know the bimari, we know the problems, but my respected brothers, we have not just been left with the problems, the ilaj has been given to us. 1400 years it was given to us. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have left you on a clear pattern, a clear system. There is no ishtiba, there is no doubt whatsoever in what I have left you. Day is clear, night is clear. The solution to every problem lies in the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to understand that, my respected brothers. This deen is kamil, Quran is kamil, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kamil. One Jew comes to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he tells him that, O Umar, in your Quran is an ayat that if that same ayat that to be revealed to us in the Torah, we would have made the day of its revelation the day of Eid. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asks him that what is that ayat? And he says it is this ayat that Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. That in essence this ayat is telling the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from then till Qiyamah that this deen is kamil. This deen is complete. And beyond that, we have to look and understand that in every age, in every era, that system which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, completed and perfected, in that and that alone lies the solution of the problems of every era and every age, right up till Qiyamah. There is no such thing as the camel age and the space age. There is only one age, and that is the age of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that deen which was brought. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says that ayat, I can still remember when it was revealed and on which day it was revealed. You are talking about one Eid. It was two Eids for us. One, it was the day of Jumu'ah. And the second Eid, it was the day of Arafat. On this day, this ayat was revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Ajib, ulama explained. They say to complete something, to make something kamil, to make something perfect, to make something complete. Something becomes complete in two senses. They say, sifat ke aitibar se, or ajza ke aitibar se. Something's qualities become perfect, and something's various portions, when it comes together, it reaches perfection. In Arabic, when something is complete and perfect with regards to its sifat and its attributes, we refer to it as kamil. And when something is complete with regard to its ajza and its pieces, they have come together, we refer to that as tamam. Allah says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. That today your deen with regards to its sifat has become kamil. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And with regards to its ajza, it has become tamam. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. And I have become happy with you with Islam as a religion. Complete and perfect. Layluha ka nahariha. Day is clear, night is clear. There can never be a doubt in it. My respected brothers, doubt is of two types. One is, when a person, i'tiqadan, in his heart he accepts something, but amalan he rejects it. And the other is when he rejects it totally. I'tiqadan, we have accepted that this deen is kamil. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us, in that lies the izzat, in that lies the honor, in that lies the dignity of this ummah right up till qiyamah. But Allah forgive us, amalan we have rejected it. Practically it is not found in this ummah. On that occasion, when deen was made kamil, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to understand, ye ek zimedari hai, this is a responsibility. On the plains of Arafat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made us sahaba ikram, Allah al-ballagh, that have I completed the responsibility of tabligh. For namaz, this question was not asked. For roza, it was not asked. For zakat, it was not asked. For no aspect of deen was it asked except for tabligh. That, O my sahaba, have I completed the responsibility of tabligh? Hal ballagh? Sahaba ikram gave gawah, gave evidence to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, you have completed the responsibility of tabligh. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the trees witness, he makes the sand witness, he makes the stones witness, he makes the malaika witness, he makes Allah witness. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Oh my Allah, you bear witness that my ummah has confessed that I have conveyed tabligh to them. I have fulfilled the responsibility of tabligh. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will be questioned concerning tabligh. Allah, wa inna rabbi da'iya, wa innahu sa'ili, hal ballagh, faqad ballaghtu, fal yuballigh shahidukum ghaibakum. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, my Rabb is going to call me. My Rabb is going to call me. And my Rabb is going to question me and ask me, hal ballagh, that have you conveyed this deen to them? Qad ballaghtu, I have conveyed. Now my ummah, fal yuballigh shahidukum ghaibakum. That, O my ummah, the responsibility of tabligh is being passed upon you. Ulama say that this hadith, fal yuballigh shahidukum ghaibakum, this hadith is hadith mutawatir. A hadith which has been narrated in every era by so many sahaba and then tabi'in and then tabi'in that there can never be an element of shak or doubt. They say hadith mutawatir is equal to an ayat of the Quran. And my respected brothers, coming back to what we have mentioned, deen was made kamil. This ummah was given a responsibility on the plains of Arafat. I'tiqadan, we have accepted this hadith mutawatir. I'tiqadan, so far as belief is concerned, all of us have iman. What Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said was haq, we bring iman upon it. But my respected brothers, amalan, practically, it is not found in the ummah. Practically, we have rejected this responsibility which was given to us. This bunyad upon which this ummah was made khair ummah. We have to understand, ye samajhne ki cheez hai bhai. Every other ummah had one nisbat with its Nabi. This ummah was given two nisbats with its Nabi. On the bunyad of the second nisbat, this ummah was given fauqiyat, was given privilege, was given honor over every other ummah. Every other ummah had to accept that this is the Nabi of Allah. And together with that acceptance, they had to follow that Nabi. For this ummah, that is not sufficient. Nabi of Allah. And together with that acceptance, they had to follow that Nabi. For this ummah, that is not sufficient. We have to accept one, that this is the Nabi of Allah. And our success lies in following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second nisbat, the first nisbat is that of risalat. The second nisbat is that of khatri risalat. Every aqeedah has an amal that is attached to it. The aqeedah of risalat, the amal that is attached to that, is that 24 hours we have to make the ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our day is to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our night has to become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the aqeedah of khatri risalat, the second nisbat, that this is the last Nabi, there is no other Nabi to come. We believe in that, but the ummah has forgotten the amal that is attached to that. You are referred to as the ummah of Khatamun Nabiyeen. We accept Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final Nabi. But my respected brothers, that khatme nubuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had an amal, had a zimedari, had a responsibility attached to that. And the khairiyat of this ummah lies in fulfilling that responsibility. Our elders are saying, ke kyunke is ummat ne amalan is zimedari ko inkar kar diya, because practically we have rejected this responsibility, the first harm that came upon this ummat is that Allah ke nazre rahmat is ummat se hat chuki. That the gaze of Allah's rahmat shifted from this ummat. Ye mamooli cheez nahi hai. This is not a small thing. We have to understand, my respected brothers. The acceptance of the ijtimai du'as, the collective du'as of this ummah, the acceptance of it is directly linked to the effort of Amr bin Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. When this ummah will be doing the effort of deen, will be fulfilling the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah promises your du'as will be accepted. Not just accepted, accepted like the du'as of the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. And when this ummah will not do it, when this ummah will reject and turn its back upon this zimedari and responsibility, the effort of deen, the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second nisbat, ta'alluq which we have with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the first harm that will happen, ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will make dua to Allah. You will beg from Allah, فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Allah will not answer your dua. Why you have turned your back on the responsibility which was given to you? How Allah Ta'ala used to accept the du'as of Sahaba Ikram? Ummu Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anha, Anas radiallahu anhu describes her. He says, Ajuz and Amya, an old woman, and she was blind also. She and her son come to Medina Munawwara and they accept Islam. We find immediately her son is dispatched amongst the male of the Sahaba Ikram in Masjid al-Nabawi for them to teach him deen. And Umm Sa'ib radiallahu anha is sent to the females. Here also we can understand, my respected brothers, that we are all saying, we have that tamanna, we have that desire that Allah must give umumi hidayat. That those who are on kufr must come in the millions towards Islam. But my respected brothers, that zimedari and responsibility which is attached to that, that we will have to teach them deen, are we prepared to fulfill that? Are we prepared to fulfill, when in the thousands they will come towards deen, that we will have to teach them this deen? Or are we going to say, my shop, my job, my this, my that? This ummah has shifted very, very far away from its responsibility, my respected brothers. This dunya was never the maqsad of this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that dunya jifa. This dunya is like a dead corpse. Is a dead corpse. وَطُلَّابُهَا الْكِلَابُ And those who will chase after this dunya are the dogs of this world. When we are not saying it is haram to earn, we are not saying it is haram to have wealth. No, my respected brothers. But when that same wealth will stop us from our responsibility, when that same wealth will become the sabab of halakat in the qabr and akhirat, then my respected brothers, we have to realize and we have to open our eyes to reality. What jazba, what niyat is in the heart? Ye tabligh to mamooli cheez nahi hai. This tabligh is not a small thing. Our elders are saying ye jazba ko badalna hai. Then we have to change the jazba which is in the heart. Today we are reading namaz. We are keeping roza. We are giving zakat. We are fasting in the month of Ramadan. That person who is fulfilling every amal of deen. Lekin jazba jo dil ke andar hai, wahi Firaun aur Qarun ka jazba hai. Ki mere maal bar jaye. My bank balance must increase. Every amal of deen will be doing, but still the jazba is in the heart that my wealth must increase. And yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make baddua on that jazba. The taisa abdu dinar wa abdu dirham. May Allah destroy the slave of wealth. And the alamat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, who is the slave of wealth? In u'tiya radiya wa illam yu'ta sakata. When the wealth is coming, when the money is coming, then he is happy. وَإِلَّمْ يُعْطَى And when the wealth is not coming, then he is sad. His entire tabiat centers around the coming and the going of wealth. This ummati was sent for hidayat. And this ummati which was given the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the amr of Allah is broken, his heart is not affected. And when Allah's amr is fulfilled, his heart is not filled with joy. When wealth is coming, he is happy. When wealth is not coming, he is sad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah destroy such a person. He was rahmatun lil alameen. He was a mercy to mankind. But my respected brothers, he still made bad dua. When the ta'alluq of the heart will go towards that wealth. Allah has given us one heart. Ma ja'alallahu li rajulin min qalbayni fi jawfi. Allah has given only one heart. That heart will either have the love of Allah or that heart will have the love of dunya. These two things cannot come together. These two things cannot be coupled in one heart. Why? The demands of both is different. What is dunya inviting us towards? Earn and earn and earn. It doesn't matter how it comes. Through wealth your needs will be fulfilled. And what is the love of Allah demanding from us? That paisa se kuch nahi hota hai. Wealth cannot do, position cannot do, numbers cannot do. Kamyabi is in fulfilling the order of Allah. Success is in fulfilling the order of Allah. That is the demand of the love of Allah. How can these two things ever come together? Our maqsad is to be akhirat. Our maqsad is to be those treasures which Allah has kept. Not this dunya. Tilka ad-daru al-akhirah. Naj'aluha lil-ladhina la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada. Allah says the home of akhirat, we have kept it, naj'aluha lil-ladhina la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada, for those who have not made their maqsad, the martaba and positions of this world. We have kept akhirat for them. My respected brothers, the khushi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become our khushi, and the gham of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to become our gham. Then we will be living that life which Allah loves. These things are easy to say. Allah give us the reality, my respected brothers. Such qurbani, such effort is required. This tabligh is not an ordinary thing that we just take it so lightly and we speak about it so lightly. The jazba, zeal has to be changed. Our jazba and our zeal has to become the zeal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when that Yahudi youngster reads the kalima and he dies, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling? He says that all praise is due to Allah who used me to save this person from Jahannam. That is why I am smiling. When that jazba will come and when that fikr, and when that desire, and when that zeal for the hidayat of insaniyat will come, then we are making ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have understood what the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Then we have understood what that qurbani and what that sacrifice was given for. Up till now, when the world increases, we are becoming happy. When dunya is made, we are becoming happy. My respected brothers, we have to look at the life of Sahaba-e-Kiram and we have to understand. A Sahabi is reading Salah in his garden. His eyes fall on a bunch of dates. By looking at that, he forgets the number of rakats that he has performed. Nafil Salah. Not even Far Salah, Nafil Salah is it. He forgets the number of rakats. When he realizes what has happened, Allahu Akbar. He goes to Usman radiallahu anhu, this is the time of Usman radiallahu anhu's khilafat, and he says that I give this whole garden away in the path of Allah. When it is sold, the value of it is 50,000 dirhams. 50,000 dirhams, coins of silver. We can't imagine it. If we have to put our hands into our pockets and that 100 rand that was there is no longer there, our whole day is barbad. Pareshani, concern, worry, what happened to my 100 rand? But when Allah's amr will break, and when Allah's order will break, and when my namaz will not be made properly, when my dhikr of Allah will not be made properly, when I will not be doing the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the heart takes no effect from it whatsoever. My respected brothers, each and every one of us has to sit with this fikr and with this concern that I am sitting with the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the niyat at least. That zimadari and that responsibility which was given upon me, that I have been sent for deen. Quran is clear. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. That every age, Allah sent a warner, Allah sent a Nabi. For every age and every era. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد. Every قوم, every nation received a hadi, received one who made the effort of hidayat. And yet, from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till today, 1400 years have passed. It is our iman that no Nabi will come. What is the meaning of these ayats of the Quran? What is the meaning of فَلْيُبَلِّغْ شَاهِدُكُمْ غَائِبَكُمْ? What is the meaning of that jazba which was in Sahaba-e-Kiram? Allahu Akbar, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed again and again, أَنْفِذُوا جَيْشَ أُسَامَا أَنْفِذُوا جَيْشَ أُسَامَا. That send out the Jamaat of Usama, send out the Jamaat of Usama again and again. They come to him to ask permission, Ya Rasulullah, your condition is critical. Will you not allow us to remain behind till you get over this illness, then we will go. He says, no, you go immediately. Despite their ta'alluq and despite their love and the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, on his deathbed, he calls Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he tells him that, O Umar, a message had come that a certain Jamaat needed reinforcements. He said, O Umar, that Jamaat must be dispatched immediately. If I have to pass away in the day, then do not let the sadma and the grief that occurs as a result of my death, do not let it delay the moving of that Jamaat. And if I have to pass away at night, do not let the sadma and the grief that occurs as a result of that delay the moving of this Jamaat till the next morning. And then he tells him that, O Umar, Allahu Akbar. He says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, at that time certain Sahaba had the opinion that the army of Usama should be kept behind in Medina for the protection of Medina. He says, O Umar, at that time, if I had not sent that Jamaat out in the path of Allah, the entire Medina would have become a cauldron of fire because of the azab of Allah. They understood the zimadari. They understood the responsibility that had come upon this ummah. The importance of the effort of deen. Coming back to what we are mentioning, my respected brothers, Anas radiallahu anhu describes the sahabi as Ajuz and Amya. She was a blind sahabi and an old lady. Her son is sent to the men to learn deen. Why? Because the masjids were alive at that time. Not like our masjids, that when the time for salah is over, we are already running out. When the call is made, that daily give at least 2.5 hours. to the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, he is doing the effort of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does the 2.5 hours mean? That the other 21.5 hours is for your dunya. But still, out of their forbearance and their tahammul, they are telling us that you are doing the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then two mushkils we are giving them. Then two are asking, what must I do in the 2.5 hours? The whole life, each and everything has to be given for Allah's deen. This is just taqreeb to bring us closer, to make us understand. That is why they are telling us at least give 2.5 hours a day. Otherwise, to say that that person who is giving 2.5 hours to the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the balance of his time to dunya, to that which is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. To say that that person is on his maqsad and is on the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, my respected brother, is a very lenient way of putting it. It is only their fazal, it is only their forbearance upon us that they are saying. Such mahal and environment was found in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Thumama bin Uthal, a kafir and a leader of one of the tribes, he is taken as a prisoner and he is tied to the pillar of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do not tell him anything. He is just left there to witness what is going on in the masjid. And each day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to him and ask him that, O Thumama, what is your condition? He would say, In taqtul taqtul zadamin wa in tun'im tun'im ala shakir. With arrogance. He would say, if you kill me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you kill me, then my family will take revenge from you. And if you free me, then I will be appreciative and I will give you rewards. The first day he gives that reply. The second day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back to him, same thing he says. The third day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back to him, the same thing he says. Nothing else is spoken to him. He only sees what is going on in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, after 3 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Atliqu, free him, let him go. He goes out of the masjid, he performs ghusl, and he comes in, and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He accepts Islam. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, 3 days ago, there was nobody more hated than you on the face of the earth in my eyes. And today there is nobody more beloved than you in my eyes. 3 days of just witnessing the amal that is going on in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the effect that is created. Why, my respected brothers? Because those masjids were alive with those amal, then wallah, if we bring those amal alive in any masjid in the world, Allah will make that masjid the means of hidayat. The effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking place in that masjid. It is not khas with Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that raz which Allah ta'ala opened upon Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi. That those 5 amal, although it was not termed that in that time, but open up tariq and study the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see those same 5 amal taking place in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if they will be brought alive in any masjid and in every masjid in the world, then this was opened up upon Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, that hidayat will spread throughout the entire world. But we ourselves are not convinced of this. When we ourselves are not going to be convinced about the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are we ever going to become a means of hidayat for others, my respected brother? That person who in his business, his own business, is not even convinced that if I adhere to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my business will be successful, my qabr will be successful, and my akhirat will be successful, how is he ever going to convince anybody else? If we ourselves are not convinced. To say is easy, but practically what is being found? ثلاثةٌ ثلاثةٌ لا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three categories of people, Allah will not speak to them. Allah will not speak to them on the day of judgment. Allah will not look at them with rahmat. And they will receive a dreadful punishment. If a doctor has to tell a patient, using instruments that can show something false, and he himself is full of errors, he has to tell his patient, that, oh my patient, you have got diabetes, and if you're going to eat something with sugar or something sweet, your diabetes is going to increase. He'll be a millionaire. He'll be a millionaire and the sweetest dish will be in front of him. The doctor will not be looking. The instrument will not be there, but he will still keep away from that. Why? Because the instruments and the doctor told me. My respected brothers, this is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Yet how much of iman and yaqeen do we have upon the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The three people, Allah will not look at them, Allah will not speak to them, and they will have a dreadful punishment. Al-Mannan, that person who does a good deed to somebody and thereafter never lets him forget about it. Carries on reminding him about it. Wal-Munfiq sil'atahu bil-halifil kadhib, and that person who will conduct his business on lies, who will deceive others, who will speak lies about his goods. Told we don't speak lies till that day is not made, like we never open the shop. And then we say, how can it prosper? How can it go ahead unless I do this? Unless I don't take out that bond, unless I don't involve myself in riba. We do not like to speak of these things, my respected brothers. But we have to understand that the jar and the root and the cause of all this is that the effort of iman is not taking place. If a person has to make the effort of iman and his yaqeen has to be built on the fact that Allah is Raziq, and 25 times a day he has to give da'wat to the fact that Allah is Raziq, Allah is the provider, the shop cannot do, the job cannot do, the degree cannot do, then my respected brothers, for that person to in that same business, while he is saying Allah is Raziq, to do something that draws the anger of Allah will become difficult. But on the other hand, we say my Allah is Raziq, but in that same business, we will do those things which draw the lanat and the anger of Allah Ta'ala. And we'll say Allah is my provider. Why? The root is that iman is weak, the effort of deen is not taking place. My respected brothers, we have to understand. We have to understand that it is not we that are doing, that it is Allah that does. Each and everything in this entire universe is under the qudrat, under the control, under the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It comes clearly in Hadith Qudsi. Yabna Adam, la takhaf dha sultan, ma dama sultani baqi. That, O insan, do not fear anybody of sultanate, do not fear anybody of power, as long as my power is existing. My respected brothers, such yaqeen, such conviction has to come into the heart, that nothing can harm, nothing benefits, nothing gives, nothing deprives, nothing lies in the hand of any makhluk, of anything. Everything lies in the hands of Allah. That is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. That La ilaha, there is no ilah, there is no qudrat, there is no force on the face of the earth, illallah, except one Allah. One Allah does. Quran says clearly, Qulillahumma, tell them, Qulillahumma malik al-mulk, Allah is the owner of every kingdom. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives wealth, Allah gives kingdom, Allah gives power, Allah gives status to whom Allah wants to give. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And Allah takes it away from whom Allah wants to take it away. The king is on the throne because Allah put him there, not because he was born in any family. The beggar is on the street because Allah put him there. The shopkeeper is in his shop because Allah put him there. The college student is in the university because Allah put him there. The degree cannot do, that shop cannot do, the throne cannot do, nothing does except one Allah. تُعْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat, Allah gives respect to whomsoever He wants, and Allah snatches it away from whomsoever He wants. Because our yaqeen has not come on this, that is why all that bimari, and that is why all that wrong is taking place around us. If that yaqeen and that conviction had to come, that it is only Allah that does, and my mamla with Allah has to be correct, and I do not have to worry about anybody else, then everything will become straight. But because of weakness of iman, that conviction is not there. This is why we fear everything else, but we do not fear the disobedience of Allah. We do not fear making Allah Ta'ala angry. يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَا تَخَابْ دِيقَ الرِّزْقِ مَا دَامَتْ خَزَائِنِي مَلْعَى وَخَزَائِنِي لَا تَنْفَدْ أَبَدَى. O insan, do not fear that if you make the effort of my deen, your risk and your rosy will run short. Do not fear shortage of sustenance as long as my treasures are brimming and my treasures will never come to an end. Aisa dene wala hai. Allah is such a giver that he comes in a riwayat that Allah Ta'ala will gather the people of Jannat and Allah Ta'ala will ask them, Turiduna shay'an azidukum. That, oh the people of Jannat, oh the people of Jannat, do you want anything more than I should give you? What more can you possibly desire? A Jannati will look at a bird flying and he will desire that bird. Immediately that bird will come down in front of the Jannati. Half will be roasted, half will be curry. If you prefer roast, you can eat roast. If you prefer curry, you can eat curry. And then when the Jannati has finished eating, it will become whole and it will fly away again. In dunya, when we want that murghi, when you want that hen, we have to chase after it. In Jannat, it comes that the birds of Jannat will run to the Jannati and will say, Ya Wali Allah Kuli, Ya Wali Allah Kuli, oh the friend of Allah, eat me. Oh the friend of Allah, eat me. One bird will come and will say, Inni ru'itu min tahtil arsh, that I ate grass from underneath the arsh of Allah. Wa sharibtu min ma'i salsabil, and I drank water from salsabil spring, eat me. We can't imagine. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No heart has ever imagined such things. Ibrahim a.s. tells Nabi s.a.w. read the third kalima. When your ummah will read that, one tree will be given in Jannat. Nabi s.a.w. described that tree. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَشَجَرَةً يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ الْمُجِدُّ الْمُسْرِعُ فِي ظِلِّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا. That in Jannat is such a tree that a fast horse rider will ride for 100 years and he will not cross the shadow of that tree also. Such a tree Allah has created. In dunya, if you want to give dawat to somebody, then we have to make so much of tayari. In Jannat, that tree, that one tree for reading the third kalima will be such that if you wanted to give, I wanted to give dawat to everybody that is in this tent, one fruit from the tree is sufficient. Inna rajula fil jannah idha naza'a thamaratan fil jannah aadat makana ukhra. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says when the jannati will pluck one fruit, immediately another one will come in its place. If one jannati wanted to give the whole of jannati dawat, all the people of jannat, one fruit from that tree is sufficient. And we like the Pepsi Cola and the Coca Cola of this dunya. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the taste of that fruit. ثَمَرَةُ الْجَنَّةِ أَشَدُّ بَيَاضًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ وَأَلْيَنْ مِنَ الزَّبْدِ. That the fruit of Jannat is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and softer than butter. One fruit will contain 70 different smells, 70 different textures, 70 different tastes. While eating that fruit, the Jannati will think of another fruit, that morsel which is in his mouth, its color, taste, and texture will change to the other fruit. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever you desire, Allah will give it to you. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading salah, and in his salah, Zuhr salah, he goes front and he comes back. After salah, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala asked him that, Ya Rasulullah, today I saw something in your salah that I never saw before. You went front and you came in front and you came back. What was the meaning of that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عُرِضَ عَلَيَّ الْجَنَّةِ. Jannat was revealed in front of me in my salah. And I went forward to pluck one bunch of grapes from Jannat for you. فَحِيلَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهَا. But a boundary came between me and that bunch of grapes. Because now is not the time. Iman is on ghaib. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who will believe in the unseen. But my respected brothers, when Sahaba Ikram made the effort of Iman, wallah, the unseen became in front of the eyes. Ali radiallahu anhu said that if Jannat and Jahannam had to be brought in front of my eyes, it would not increase my iman one, but it wouldn't decrease my iman one. Anas bin Nadar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on Maidan of Uhud, he tells his companion, Ya Sa'd, Wallahi, inni la ajidu riha al-jannah min duni Uhud. That, O Sa'd, by the qasam of Allah, I can smell the fragrance of Jannat coming from Uhud. And he gives his life, more than 80 wounds are counted on the front of his body. He cannot even be recognized except from his fingertips. And that too his sister had to recognize. When they made the effort of deen, my respected brothers, Allah opened the reality of akhirat for them. And that was the second alamat of the noor of hidayat, of the noor of iman, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, first, التجافي من دار الغرور, that your heart will cut off from this dunya. And the second thing, والإنابة إلى دار الخلود, and the heart will incline towards akhirah. You will have that shock and that desire to meet Allah Ta'ala. One black sahabi comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he tells him, إِنَّكُمْ فُضِّلْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأَلْوَانِ وَالصُّوَرِ وَالدِّينِ أرأيت إن آمنت بما آمنت وعملت بما عملت أكنت معك في الجنة. He says, O Nabi of Allah, you people have been given fazilat and rank over us. So far as بِالْأَلْوَانِ وَالصُّوَرِ وَالدِّينِ, so far as your deen and your appearance etc., you have been given superiority over me. But tell me, Ya Rasulullah, if I bring iman like you have brought iman, and if I do amal like you have done amal, will I be with you in Jannat? Such shock, talab, all the time for akhirat. They never desired this dunya. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, In amanta bima amant, la yahummuka sawadu wajhik, in amanta bima amant, wa amilta bima amilt, lakunta ma'i fil jannah, wa inna balat al aswad la yura min masafati alfi am. He says, do not let your appearance worry you. If you bring iman like I have brought iman, and you do amal like I have done amal, then you will be with me in Jannat, and Allah will give your face such noor that from 1,000 years distance you will be able to see that noor. Then the sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, tell me about Jannat, tell me about Jannat, tell me about Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Jannat is like this, and Jannat is like that, and Jannat is like that. Umar radiallahu anhu becomes irritated. And he says, why are you causing so much taklif to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh Umar, leave him. He has shock.
May Allah give each and every one of us tawfiq.